Tonight I wanted to talk about, for just a few minutes, I've talked about how I hate math, that math is of the devil. 2 plus B does not equal 11. I don't care how in the world it happens, because letters and alphabets don't mix. I did not like math at any little bit. So guys, tonight I want to give you a formula. You know, in school we talk about, you know, you have your formulas and you have your theorems and you have all that stuff. Tonight I want to give you a formula, four or five real quick steps for spiritual success, okay? Four or five steps for spiritual success. And this is something that I can tell you that you need to know. That you need to know. As you grow up into adulthood, you need to know these things. You need to take these things to heart. Number one, if you do want to be distressed, look within on yourself. If you want to be messed up, look at yourself. Go your own way. Use your own wisdom. Let me give you an example. Adam and Eve. God had created a paradise for them. Eve didn't have to cook. Adam didn't have to hunt. The food was there. It was all laid out for them. But then here comes the snake. And the word tells us that the serpent was the craftiest of all creatures. And the snake talked and said, "You, Eve, can eat this tree." And Eve said, "But God said, don't eat of this tree." And the snake said, "Oh, go ahead. What does God know?" At that one point, Eve went, God, creator of all things, he took a rib from my husband and made me. You know, God was the first anesthesiologist. God was the first person to make a rib plate, because he took a rib from Adam. God was the first person to be a surgeon. Then he was the first one to be a plastic surgeon, because he made Eve out of, you know, a rib. And so she questioned all that stuff. And she questioned all that stuff and said, "Oh, wait a minute. Well, maybe I know a little bit better than that. You know, maybe I know a little bit better than that." You know, whenever you decide that you know better than God, you are going to be distressed. Whenever you stop looking to God and you start looking at yourself is when your path gets messed up. Number two, if you want to be defeated in life, if you want to be messed up, jacked up, defeated in your life, look back. There's nothing worse that you can do. There's nothing worse that can destroy your future than your past. What God has saved you from, if you look back to it, it will destroy you. Case in point, God comes in and he goes, "I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah." And Lot's like, "Well, let me get out of here." And God says, "I'm going to hold off for just a minute. You get out." God holds off. Lot gets his family. They get out. What's the word tell us? Lot's wife really enjoyed it. She was being saved from her sin. She was being saved from the lifestyle of destruction. But she turned back and looked to it. She looked to what she was being saved from. And the word tells us that she resulted in the same destruction. Her body was immediately turned, and the word tells us this, she was immediately turned into a pillar of salt. If you look up, you Google it, there's a place where Sodom and Gomorrah was, and there is one stone pillar of salt there. Just popping out of the rock out of nowhere. It's documented. It's there. There's pictures. I know you can't believe everything on the internet. Well, guess what? It's there. The people, geologists have all gone and looked at it. It's there. Guys, don't look back to your past. The only thing, the only person who will bring your past up to you, the only person who will bring your sins back up to you is the devil. Because the Bible tells us, God says that he has forgotten it. That he has wiped it clean. So if you want to be defeated spiritually, look back. Go ahead. You will never go forward straight by looking back. Guys, if you want to be distracted, look around. Spiritually. If you want to be spiritually distracted, if you just want to, you know, if you want to just go, hey, okay, this religion is okay, or this religion is okay, or these people, I don't like them because they're really, you know, if God says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. His disciples, they said, we want to know about the Father. We want to know about God. And Jesus says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Keep your eyes on God. See, 2 Kings chapter 6 tells a story that the kings were the armies were coming to get around to attack Elijah. And Elijah says, hey, go out there and look out the window and see what's happening. And he goes out there and looks. And he goes, oh man, they're piling in on us. And he said, or Elisha, excuse me, Elisha. I said Elijah, it's Elisha. And I said, he says, go out there and look. And the servant says, there's people everywhere. He goes, oh, what am I going to do? And he goes, go out there and look again. He goes, oh. And Elisha says, go out there and look again. And then he goes, God, open his eyes so he's not distracted by the junk that's out there. Look at what's spiritually, look at what's of God. Show him what is of God. And the word says, then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills full of horses and of chariots of fire all around them, protecting them. Guys, don't look around. Look to God. If you want to be spiritually successful, keep your eyes focused on God. Don't get mixed up. Don't get confused. Don't let yourself be turned into what's the coolest religion or what's the coolest thing. Because the Word of God tells us that it's not religion that saves you, that it's a relationship with God that saves you. The Word tells us that there's no way that you could earn your way into heaven. There's no way that you could pay your way into heaven. There's no way that you could, you know, go, you know, there's some religions out there that tell you have to ride a bike for a year and then work and then go door to door and do this and do this and do this and do this and then, oh my goodness, you might just be good enough to get to heaven. Well, let me tell you something. The Word tells us that we have all sinned and we have all come short of the glory of God. But that there is only one way. And that's just what we sang earlier. Because living, He loved us. Dying, He saved us. When He rose, He washed our sins away. That's the only way. If you want to be dismayed at your future, okay, I told you not to look back. Don't look at your future too hard either. Because when you look at what's ahead of you, you look at your problem, you look at your situation, you look at what it is that's right there in front of you, you will get fixed on that and you will lose your attention from God. In Exodus chapter 14, Pharaoh, this is right after the plagues had happened and the Passover had happened and the Israelites were freed from Egypt. And they go through the desert and they get to the desert and then they get to the Red Sea. And then they look back and there's a big cloud of dust and Pharaoh's armies are coming to slaughter them. They look behind them, they didn't see God, they saw their problem. They looked in front of them, they didn't see God, they saw their problem. Moses was the only one, because they came to Moses and they said, oh, were there not enough graves in Egypt that we just couldn't die there? You've got to look to God. We all know what happened. Moses, God told Moses, raise your staff. He raised his staff. The Red Sea parted. The Israelites were ushered through the bottom of the Red Sea to safety. Then when their problem, this is what kills me, is what's cool, is one of their problems took care of their other problem. Why? Because it was God in control of everything. See, when the Israelites made it safely across, the cloud that was blocking the way of Pharaoh's army lifted. Pharaoh's army chased them down into the bottom of the Red Sea. And as Pharaoh's army got there, the Red Sea came crashing down upon them, killing them, thus letting the Israelites go free. One of their problem was behind them. The other problem was in front of them. It wasn't till they looked to God till they got their salvation, till they got their answer. See, the last thing, number five, if you want to be delivered spiritually from all of these things, from your situation, everything, look up. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from them in heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Jeremiah 29, 13 says, you will seek me and find me only when you seek me with your heart. We've all played hide and go seek when we really didn't want to. You know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, because we count real fast because we really don't want to play hide and go seek when we were kids. And then, you know, if it was really someone that you didn't care about, you know, or, you know, care about playing with, you know, you counted real quick and then you didn't even go look for them. You know, like, you're on your own. you keep being hidden because you're not playing a game I want to play. Okay? You didn't really care whether you found them or not. Leave them in the sticker bushes. I don't care. You know, this is the thing. When you really seek after God, when you really, really seek after God, you will find Him. He's not hidden. See, this is one of the cool things that the Bible tells us about the history that we kind of breeze over when we do the whole Easter thing and the whole crucifixion thing. See, until Jesus died for us, we had to go through all the rituals and all the stuff and the laws in the Old Testament. And there had to be a sacrifice and sprinkling of blood here and a burning of the fat there. And there's just all kinds of rituals that you had to do. And then the priest had to go into this place called the Holy of Holies where only the priest could go. But when Jesus died for our sins, the curtain was torn in two. The Word tells us that. It said that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all the other seas that were hanging around there. But the cool thing is that it was torn from top to bottom. Saying that it was God making a way to get to you. Drop your pride. Drop your self-importance. Drop your ego. Go to God in every situation. Leave your past behind. And God will be there. He will be there. He will heal you. He will forgive you. And He will set you up. Now guys, It's hard not to think about your past. And it's hard not to think about what's going on around you every day. But there is a God that's in control of all of it. And He's here for you now. I'd like you to bow your heads and close your eyes for just a second.